Hello everyone, it's Liz speaking. Welcome to week 6 of Live Your Dreams. I'd like to start this session, as we do each session, with a brief visualization exercise. I'll ask you to close your eyes, making sure it's safe to do so, and take some deep breaths in, inhaling slowly and exhaling slowly. As you do, visualize what it is you're creating. Keep doing that, feeling yourself becoming centered and grounded. As you visualize what it is you're creating, picture what it looks like, what it feels like to you. What's the actual outcome that you're creating? Listen. Listen to your intuition and your own body and the signals you get from it as you work through this and as we go through this session. Commit to yourself to being receptive, to being open, and following your own guidance. Let go of the need to know all the answers and the exact outcome. Picture that all the resources, all the energies are there for you to be successful. Doors are opening for you as you move forward. Picture the success in achieving your goal. The universe wants you to be successful. You are here to be successful and to fulfill a purpose. Everything is set in place for you to do so. Take a few more deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling slowly, visualizing that outcome. And then open your eyes. Thank you. We're nearing the end of the Live Your Dreams project, the formal part anyway. You're all at various stages of your action plan. With this module, we can see the destination even as we savor the journey. It's exciting to watch these dreams unfold. There's also challenges along the way which you've run into, but you've learned how to navigate through these rough roads. Even when the going is rough, knowing how to get through it and then getting through, although painful at the time, is immensely fulfilling. Most of the challenges are not in the technical aspects. They're more related to the personal and interpersonal situations we find ourselves in. They're all part of our life journey. The lessons we're here to learn and part of the path through which we live our dreams. Hard as it can be at the time, but fulfilling as it also is at other times. Although this module is called Getting Started, we're really always in a place of starting. We're at that a point in time and moving forward, learning from our history, the previous lessons, and where we're headed for. We've designed action steps before this, but they've still focused on planning. Now we're in motion and dealing with changing conditions, dynamics of relationships, and in a focused but dynamic environment. Last week, we talked about planning and acting from a place of empowerment, challenging those outdated behaviors, false beliefs about ourselves, and watching for self-sabotaging thoughts. We also talked about the importance of effective communications in mitigating change and learned a few essentials on how to do that. This week, we're underway, moving down the road, and we're primarily talking about how to take control, remain in control while focusing on our destination and learning to embrace the inevitable change we encounter, or the change that finds us, as is often the case. It's important for us to take control. It's just like riding your motorcycle, we're in control. When you look at this new fledgling little shoot, it needs a few things. It needs earth, it needs sunlight, it needs water, it needs nutrients once it's broken up out of the ground. It had all this, it had seeds that were germinating in the darkness, and then that life force kicked into being and it's pushed through those challenges that were holding it back, and now it's reaching for the sun. It needs all of those things, though, and it needs them in balance. It can't do, you know, if you remove any one of those things, or if any one of those things are inferior, this little plant will suffer because of it. If you look at the same thing for ourselves, we also have to take action to stay in balance and care for ourselves with our physical, spiritual, emotional, mental beings. If we pay too much attention to one at the expense of another, we too suffer. That's a hard lesson to learn. That's a hard one for me to learn, most definitely. We're all spiritual beings here in our human body. And so looking after that human body and taking care of it the best that we can, not neglecting it or any part of it at the expense of another, is really important. If we don't do that, we're sending mixed messages to ourselves. When we're trying to, you know, we're saying we're trying to live our dream, but we're not looking after our beings. And that can be a hard lesson to learn. So there's a number of ways that, you know, we need to do this to stay in balance. And that the number one thing is to challenge your beliefs. I'll give you an example that I've alluded to in previous sessions. When I first started my business and I was doing tours and I was doing some events that had to do with motorcycling, and I mentioned this before that, you know, right from the start, I thought that I needed a partner, a business partner to work with. Because I thought that this partner could contribute information, and you know, it would just be easier to work with another party, and you know, that somebody that had a similar vision and complementary skills and attributes and experience and all of that. And so, for a number of years, I was looking for this person. I was continuing on my business, but I was looking and to see if there was somebody that would be a good fit for me to work with and to accomplish my goals through. Now, partners are okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you give up your own dream for theirs, and this can happen insidiously, which is what happened to me, then you find yourself in trouble. And I did this a number of times, really without realizing it. You know, there was a couple of times when I would start working with somebody who was working on their own project, and I thought, well, you know what? That's something that's really fitting with what my goal and my vision is. And if I help this person with their project, then it's going to help me in my business as well, and they can help me. So I saw it as a potential win-win. What happened though is that I ended up giving more than I received back, and I did that again. I did that a few times, and some of them in a, you know, a rather large way. And what it did was it depleted my energy. It took me off my course. They were all my decisions. It was lessons that I had to learn about my own value and my own worth. But it took me off balance and it took me off course. And so, you know, I wasn't as effective, or I didn't get to where I wanted to go as quickly as I did because I was working on somebody else's dream. So it's easy to do, and it's hard to learn the lesson, at least it was for me, about the value of myself, about the value of my skills. And then, sure, there were things that I was unsure about, but it's really important to push back past those fears, learn how to get past them. We've talked about all of that, and continue on knowing that the resources are there. And that's eventually what I did, but it took me a few painful lessons before doing that. As you're trying something new or you're setting yourself out on a new trajectory, it's really important to stay balanced. You know how important it is to stay balanced on your motorcycle. It's just as important to stay balanced in your life. You've been preparing yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, and hopefully have built up some endurance and some vitality as you've been going through this process. Take your time to do that. It's easy to get caught up in what you're doing, and it's easy to get overwhelmed sometimes. It's really important to step back and look at how you're spending your time and your energy. Look at what you're focusing on and if it's indeed leading you to where you want to go. I mentioned before about caring for self. You really do need to nurture yourself and care for your whole being. We're talking about nourishment, exercise, and rest for body, mind, and spirit. That can be really hard to do. So if you're making changes as you work full-time, as you look after your household, as you try and do other things, you've got to assess things. You've got these changes you're making in your life, which are taking energy in themselves, and there's only so much you can do. Revisit what your priorities are and be clear with them. You may have given yourself too aggressive or too conservative a timeline. You may need to extend some of that or move it up. Look at the activities and the action steps again. Do they all align with where you want to go? And are they all necessary to do right now? Are your goals realistic? You pack your motorcycle for balance too. You distribute your weight evenly. There's a number of things you can do that can apply to life too. Things like only taking what you need. When you go on a long trip, you can't pack for everything. You can have contingency plans for what may happen. You've got your confidence and your resourcefulness. People have said to me, what happens if I go on a long motorcycle trip and I break down in the middle of nowhere? How do I prepare for that? Things happen sometimes. You don't know everything that's going to happen. In fact, you know very little that's going to happen to you in a day, even though you might think you do. And so you can't prepare for everything. You can, though, do your best to prevent things from happening. So to prevent my bike breaking down in the middle of nowhere, I keep it maintained. I check the tire pressure. I check the oil. I do a pre-ride inspection every day. Those are the things where you'll find something small that could become something large if you're out in the middle of nowhere and something happens. Still, things can happen. So if you're out there, carry a cell phone. Carry a roadside assistance plan. And if none of those things are accessible, know that something else will be there. Use your resourcefulness. You can't plan for every single contingency. And know that going into it. Otherwise, if you want that to happen, then you stay safe back at home where nothing will happen and you know what the controls are there. Be organized, be versatile, and leave a buffer for unexpected events. It goes back to what I was saying before about not over-planning and not taking on too much at once. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to make a wrong turn. It's okay to take a detour and then get lost at the end of it. That's actually when some of the best adventures happen. Just don't let them throw you off balance. These lessons and these mistakes are the best teachers because you learn that you've made a wrong choice and you learn to go back and make a choice that's right in the situation. You're going to become more and more self-aware and developing this core strength. That helps with balance too. That helps with your balance on your motorcycle. I don't know if you know that. Core strength is when, if you're holding your knees into your tank and you've got a strong core, it helps you maintain your balance, literally. And it increases your stamina. It's the same thing with your personal strengths. As you develop your core strengths, you're going to find it's easier to maintain balance. Play to your strengths. Use those strengths. What you may call weaknesses, we all have them. Shadows, don't let those preoccupy you. We can deal with those. The stronger thing is to deal with what your attributes are. Use the right resource or the right control at the right time. We can use the word control when we're talking about our motorcycle. I don't like to use it as much when we're talking about our life. It's more the resources and tools that are available to us. So use the right one at the right time, watching your thoughts and beliefs. Those are resources. Those are things that control our behavior and make sure they're not working against you. Avoid impulsive actions. Take your time to think things through. It's like putting on the brakes too hard. When I talk about the skidding from an impulsive reaction, that kind of thing can send us into a skid in our life as well. Watch doing that. If it does come, ease up a bit, take control of the situation, and then continue on. Remember that maintaining balance is up to you. You're the only one that can do it. this change or these changes that you're making in your life, they're only going to make a difference if you put them into action. No one else can do that for you. And to do that, you need to practice, just like learning to ride. You need to practice, you need to have perseverance, you need to have patience with yourself and those around you. Expect, even though you may feel really pumped right now and energetic, there will be times when you're feeling a little down on yourself. Recognize that that's going to happen. Accept that, knowing that you'll work through it. Know that you've got the support around you to help with that. It's just like learning any new skill. This one just applies more to your lifestyle instead. The very fact that you're setting limits for yourself and communicating those can be very different than what you've done in the past. That in itself can send shockwaves out to those closest to you, and they can feel threatened as a result of this. This goes back to the communication and the change management that we talked about. How you deal with changes, setting those limits, communicating your changes, and continuing on this way that you know is the way for you to go is really what determines how successfully you'll get to where you're going. You're evolving and you've got new feelings and new awareness, and this will continue to happen and to evolve. Focus is something we continuously have to fine-tune and make sure that we're working on. Any kind of training or self-discipline, any new skill takes time to develop. As you're going through this, you're going to need time to develop your skills, your new way of thinking, your new way of learning. Learning to say no. That goes back to setting the healthy limits. Learn to put your foot down. There's a saying that I like. When you visualize yourself on your motorcycle and put your feet up on the pegs and you're going slow and you're coming to a stop, at some point you've got to put your foot down to stay balanced. It's the same thing in life. You've got to put your foot down and say no to maintain balance. Here again, staying focused on where you want to go helps you with your balance. Be confident in what you're doing. It's like knowing where the controls are. On your motorcycles, you know where they are. You don't have to look. New students watch them a lot because they're learning how to control them. Those controls aren't going to move. Sometimes it's a bit of a challenge to get students to look away from the controls towards where they want to go. That's a coaching challenge when we're teaching people how to ride a motorcycle. It's the same thing in life. You know where the controls are. You know you're in control and you know what your strengths are. Look at where you want to go and use those controls to get you there. Use those strengths, those resources that you have to get you there, and be confident in that. You know you've got it. Use it. Review your structures frequently. And by structures, I mean the goal, the current reality, and the action steps. As you accomplish things and you move forward, your current reality changes. Other things change your current reality as well. And make sure you update that, because that's what's going to keep you aligned with where you want to go, knowing where you are right at this very moment. Avoid distractions too. They take you off balance. One of the stories in my book was from Kathy Walter, and she was so terrified of the gravel shoulder, she would always look at it. She had no reason to be going on a gravel shoulder. She was on the road, but she was terrified and it was consuming her. Those are the kinds of things that can take you off balance if you're focused on other things. Now, fortunately, her eyes didn't take her there because she had enough knowledge and enough self-control to keep her eyes on where she was going. Where you look is where you go. Mind where you've got your eyes looking and watch for that balance. I needed to have an income to continue to build my business while it was still young and while it was still growing. I was doing some things from my previous life. So I was consulting in human resources and training and development. I was doing that part-time. I was teaching at two different colleges. I was doing some writing. I was doing some tours. I was teaching motorcycle lessons. I was doing a lot of different things. At the time, I thought it was like a collage. So they were all different pieces of the same picture working towards the same goal. I came to realize, though, that I really was doing some of them for the wrong reason. It was taking me away from the purpose that I had. So I had to make a decision on whether or not to continue or whether or not to leave. And I did that gradually. But those are hard decisions to make, and they take a lot of work because you have to have confidence and in the ability in your planning and in yourself and in your self-resourcefulness that things are going to work out and that you are working on the right path. That, of course, did happen. At the time, it can be a little nerve-wracking, though, but you know it's right. And so if you do what you know is right for you, then it has a way of working out. Watch for the signs that happen along the way. Your intuition is usually guiding you, and there are usually messages. If you're going off track, and you'll know it. You'll know it from the feeling or uneasiness, and even if you, it may start as a restlessness and anxiety, but there's a knowing at some level. It could be a deep level, and you really can't pinpoint it at first. This happened to me again as I continued. I mentioned that I was, you know, I had lost some focus with trying to get partners and choosing the wrong people for the wrong reasons. Then again, losing focus by trying to do too many different things at once. And there were signs that, you know what, you better stop and reassess and refocus and recalculate your road. Now, of course, because I was in this so preoccupied with everything that I was doing and so busy with my time that I was really out of balance that I didn't take time to step back and do that. The first thing was who I call the messenger in the parking lot. And that was, that happened to me when I was working on the motorcycle course with another instructor, and we were teaching in the spring. It was probably in April, and we were teaching, and it was the end of the first day in the parking lot, and the students were watching, we were observing them as they rode around. We noticed somebody standing at the curb quite a distance away at the other side of the parking lot, and he was trying to get our attention. And so we motioned him to come over. There was a safe way for him to do that. He didn't have to walk through students that were learning to ride a motorcycle. As he came toward us, he pointed his finger, he was making a beeline for me, and he pointed his finger directly at me, and he was holding his helmet under his arm. I can still picture the kind of motorcycle that he had, the way he looked, and he pointed directly at me, and he said, "You saved my life, you saved my life, and I've come here to thank you." I had no idea who this person was. I didn't recognize him, although I realized that he was probably a student from the year before, and I had no idea what the words were. And I said, you know, I was stunned, really. And I said, "Well, thank you, but, you know, how did that happen?" And he said, you know, he gave an example about words that I had spoken to him about what to do if he wasn't going to make a corner, and I told him how to manage it. And he said, "You know, that happened to me. And a dump truck came around a corner wide, and I had to navigate around it. I heard your voice in my head. I did what you said, and it saved my life, and I want to thank you." He shook my hand, he walked away, and disappeared. Now, the instructor I was with and I both knew that a special moment had just occurred. I can't explain it other than that. The instructor was in tears, and I was stunned because of what had just happened. Now, this messenger was there for him as well, for the other instructor. But for me, what I took from that was that my message is important, that I have an important message to share, and that we don't always realize how far our words or our actions reach. As long as we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, though, we're touching people and touching lives. And that was really the beginning of when I was starting to write. And I realized at that time, one of the messages that I got from that was that I needed to continue with that, because that was one way that I was being a messenger and doing what I was supposed to be doing. Another thing that happened just a few weeks later, and these next two things both actually happened on the same day, was that I got a speeding ticket. And this is in downtown Toronto. It's pretty hard to get a speeding ticket in downtown Toronto, but I accomplished it. And one of the messages, you know, if you look at the bigger message from a speeding ticket, is that, you know, it's time to slow down and watch what you're doing. And that's, by the way, been the last speeding ticket that I've had. Then a little while later, on the same day, just a couple of miles, I had gotten onto the highway, and it was crowded. It was in Toronto, and there was a lot of cars on the road, and you can't really see around too much. I was moving, getting ready to take the exit ramp, and right there in front of me was a ladder right across my lane of traffic. And I saw it when it was too late to do anything about it. And I knew that I had to go right over this ladder. Now, I had had my off-road training about getting over obstacles. And somehow I managed to, I don't even know how I got over that ladder, but I did. I had a big bike and, you know, I went over this aluminum extension ladder. Right across it. And I thought that was going to be the end of me. I thought I would be cartwheeling, but I didn't. I just went over it and I landed. And, you know, that was another thing. First of all, telling me to slow down, but, you know, ladders are often signs, and I don't want to read too much into it, but, you know, they are a sign of moving along and moving to a higher level of learning and self-awareness. And so those were a couple of things that happened to me, and telling me to slow down and that it was time to stop and reassess. But you know what? I didn't really listen. And the pivotal lesson came to me just about 10 days after that. And it was a scene very much like what you're looking at here in the woods with the trilliums all around. And that was when, and I wrote about this in Women, Motorcycles, and the Road to Empowerment. This is when I was taking an off-road riding course, again, to improve my on-road skills, and I did not stop to defog my glasses, my goggles, and went over, I was following a couple of other riders and the instructor, went over the crest of a path in the woods, and because there had been so much rain, there were erosion ruts in my front tire. Went right down into it, and I went over the handlebars and landed and broke my shoulder. I knew immediately, I didn't know that my shoulder was broken, although I couldn't move my arm. I thought it would loosen up in a while. Well, it didn't, not for another couple months. But the lesson, the thing that I knew immediately was that, you know what, you've got to stop right now, and on a motorcycle, your right hand controls the throttle, it controls the brake, and that's really what controls the power. And so with my right arm out of commission for a bit, I knew that I was being given a lesson on power and personal power, and that it was time for me to reach inside and to find out where my power really came from and what I should be doing. So I knew, you know, and we don't all have to go through these kinds of lessons, but when we do get these lessons, we know what's happening immediately. So it was time to stop, time to assess, and time to recalculate. It can look dark. That months that followed that were really dark for me. It was May, and I was doing motorcycle tours, and I knew it now had a broken shoulder. How could I conduct my tours? And so, you know, it was a real, I had friends that came to help, and it was a real time of awakening for me. It was a difficult time, but again, I got through it. And the second ride that I went on, which was the first one was 3 months to the date after I had that little epiphany in the woods, and that was just around the block. But boy, it felt so good to be back on the bike. And the second one was where the inspiration for that book, The Women, Motorcycles, and the Road to Empowerment, came. And, you know, it was a life-changing experience, not because of the shoulder injury, but because of what I learned about myself. So embrace change when it happens. Watch for the signs. Watch for the signs that you're out of balance, that you're off track, that you're out of focus, and recalibrate at that time. And even, you know, it does look dark. But just like that little seedling that I showed you at the beginning, it germinates in the darkness. And then it pushes through into the light. So even when we're having those dark times, there are things germinating. There's creativity happening, creation happening, that we can only see when we get back to the light. Another thing that happens with change is that people do leave your life. People come and go from your life anyways throughout life, but friends that you had no longer identify with what you're doing and where you're going or the perspective that you have. They can drop out of your life. New ones come in though and replace them. It's not that this has to happen. I'm just saying be prepared that it could happen as your interests change and their interests change. When I was writing my book on women, motorcycles, and the road to empowerment, I realized that all of the women in that book, with the exception of one person, and that was my sister, were from my new life, as I call it. All of those women were people that had come into my life, and there were many more people that were new in my life since those changes. But they were there, and I thought to myself, what a rewarding experience it had been to follow what I needed to do, what I knew was right for me to do. I didn't know these women were going to come into my life. I didn't know all the other people and the other experiences. I likened it to going from a world of black and white to a world of technicolor. Now I had all these vivid colors, these wonderful experiences and adventures and lots of exciting things to do. The one thing with technicolor, though, is that you get all the colors with the colors. So in addition to getting those that are happy and joyful and fulfilling, you also get the ones that can cause anxiety and fear and doubt in yourself. It's all part of the technicolor world. It's all a part of a vibrant life. Deal with those when you get to them, but don't be surprised when they appear. It's not always roses. It's a big change, though, and depending on the size of the change you're going through, it's a big change for you and those around you, and a new perspective for you to develop and grow into. Trust yourself with this. You've come to this decision, you know it's the right one for you. Reframe your perspective on change. You'll be feeling differently about it now than you did before. It may have been and still may feel uneasy to you. Now you're doing it though, so embrace it and engage in it. You're at the controls again, just like riding. You need to take control of whatever's happening and navigate your way through it. That's your foundation to success. Look at the gains, not the losses. Write those down as your successes as you move along. Face your feelings about the change and acknowledge them. Reframe them. It's okay to feel anxious. That's a natural part of what you're going through. It's change. It's growth. Look for the opportunities, the gifts. Even when things seem a little dark and it seems like, how am I ever going to find my way out of this? There is light and there are gifts and they will appear to you. The best way to navigate through this, and I know it sounds like a bit of a broken record, but it's to stay aligned and to stay focused with where you want to go. Choose your thoughts about the change. You can look at it a number of ways. You could look at all the things that are changing in your life or the things that you can no longer do because you've made a decision to do something else. You can look at what you've so-called lost. What you're gaining is so much more, though, because you're being true to yourself. Keep monitoring yourself against the goal that you set for yourself and stick to that plan. You may need to revise it as you go through because your current reality is going to change, which means your action steps may need to change. You may get new information. Things around you may change, which means you're not reacting because of that, but it's new information that you need to consider in your action steps. So you may need to revise them somewhat. Be prepared for that. I don't know how many of you have experienced a rear wheel skid on a motorcycle. It happens usually because you've panicked when you wanted to stop and you've applied too much rear brake relative to the front brake and your back wheel starts sliding around. It's pretty unnerving, but if you keep your eyes where you want to go and let up a bit on the pressure, you can most times steer your way out of it, even though it feels unsettling. It's the same thing when you're going through sand or rough stuff on an off-road bike. Your bike is moving all around underneath you, but you need to keep that momentum up and you need to keep looking at where you want to go, focused on the future, and that gets you through, even though it feels really unsettling and unnerving at the time. Stay in control and stay focused. Another thing that happens, especially when you're starting out, is that you feel all this energy. You have new successes and gain momentum, and you really want to go for it. Minimize the volume of the change you're going through. You don't have to do everything at once. That's what I tried to do. These are big changes, significant changes, even if they don't feel that big. Don't take on more than you can handle. You want to be setting yourself up for success. You don't want to be putting yourself in a situation where you're feeling overwhelmed and you're afraid you're going to experience failure, because that's going to be harder to come back from. Maintain your momentum. Minimize what you're trying to take on. Keep moving forward. Stretching. Stretching yourself out of your comfort zone is good. Just be reasonable with it. The change itself isn't the issue. It's how you respond to it that's going to determine how well you emerge from it. Make the wisest choices that you can along the way. And if you decide you've made a mistake, which I call a lesson, then go back and do it again and make a different choice. Look to your supporters for help. You're not in this alone. Remember that. It's an important lesson. It was an important lesson for me. I talked about how I picked the wrong people to work with. There were also supporters there, people who were invaluable, without whom I couldn't have gotten, well, I don't think I could have gotten through. They were really helpful. It's normal to feel isolated now, and you may have to ask for help because people aren't sure how they can help you at this point. There's always someone there to help, though, so look for those supporters, and they'll appear at the most opportune times. Keep moving, though. Don't get bogged down. If you do get bogged down, if you slow down, if you let off on the throttle, and if you slow down when you're in the rough stuff, you get bogged down in the mud, then it's hard to dig yourself out from that. Measure your successes. Measure them as often as you need to. When it gets really rough or it's hard to see past a couple of days, or how am I going to get through this, or how am I feeling overwhelmed, then I retrench when those things happen to me. I retrench and I measure my successes more often, and I don't think beyond the next day. Today's got enough for me to think about and to get through, and so I don't let my mind get cluttered with what's going to happen beyond today. And that eases as you get through the rough stuff, but sometimes you just have to think it a little bit closer. Rely on your strengths. Go back and look at that inventory of your strengths. Get words like cope out of your vocabulary. Don't cope with change, because coping to me is taking a victim role. It's a passive role. It's happening to you, and you need to be able to respond. You're taking an active role in this. You're in the driver's seat, and you're in control. You're in charge of what's going on. We've talked a lot about dealing with change and remaining in control, how to do it, and preparing. You know, we've already talked in previous sessions about preparing for alternatives. This week is more talking about what happens when you're underway and dealing with situations as they arise, things that can throw you off course. And you've had some tools. We've talked about some resources now that you can use and ways to manage this change. The homework for this session is really to do some reflection and look at where you are, and then list the actions you've taken so far. Confirm they're on target with your dream. Anything there that was out of scope, take a look at that and see if you feel now, in looking back, that, you know what, maybe that really wasn't the right action plan for me to get to where I want to go. Or maybe there's some changes you need to make. So just tweak those, looking at where you are now, and recalculate if necessary. What's changed so far? Take some time and look at this, reflect on it. And what else is changing that you hadn't expected to change? And lastly, what do you need to change to be successful? How will you do that? This is what you need to work on for the next week to work your way through this. And again, these are lifelong practices. We start and we learn, and as we continue to use them and continue our practice, we get better with them. So take heart and look at that dream you've got. You're working towards it. And remember that this destination is not something that you arrive at all at once. The journey to get there is also part of living your dreams. Thank you.